صلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد
Salah is the act of prayer in Islam. The first duty of every Muslim who believes in Allah and His Messenger is to make a salah, the five daily prayers. It involves standing, bowing, prostrating with your head to the ground and kneeling. The salah helps us to remember Allah throughout the day and reminds us that we are His servants, ready to submit and follow His commands. When we begin salah, we turn away from the world, leave behind whatever we're doing, and think about His greatness. We say, Allahu Akbar, which means, Allah is the greatest. The salah prayer is also the best time to open up our hearts and speak directly to our Lord. The Prophet ﷺ said, "The closest a servant can be to his Lord is when he is prostrating, head to the ground." The times of the salah prayers are set by the sun's clock. The fajr begins at dawn before the sun rises. Dhuhr begins just after it has reached the highest point. Asr is in the middle of the afternoon. Maghrib comes immediately after the sun has gone down. And Isha is when its red light disappears into the blackness of the night. These are the five main prayers that we should try to pray together in the mosque if we can. Of course, before we pray, we must first make sure that we are pure and clean. Then we stand shoulder to shoulder in straight lines facing Mecca and follow the Imam. Reading the Quran, especially Al-Fatiha, the first chapter, is a very important part of the salah prayer. In it, we praise and thank Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Kind.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen,
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Asking for His guidance, both in good times and bad. The prayers help us to stay close to Allah Almighty and to keep away from evil. Because the prayers are spread throughout the day, even if we do something wrong, we may stop and pray for Allah's forgiveness and put things right again. One of the biggest sins is for a Muslim to leave salah altogether. The Prophet ﷺ warned us about such a person when he said, "Whoever gives it up has disbelieved." So as believers, we should always be careful about making our prayers at the right time.
And establish regular prayers at the two ends of the day and at the approaches of the night. For those things that are good, remove those that are evil. That is a reminder for the mindful.
Dha is for duha, the morning light. The sun has turned from red to white. Dha is for tariq, a path to walk upon. And dha is for dhil, a shadow. And ah is for ilm, the thing to know. To make our knowledge grow in Islam.